KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym. The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And welcome in to Championship Friday at Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines, the boys' state basketball tournament. A new tradition starting this year. All four state championship games coming your way on Friday, starting with the 1A title game. And this is the one everybody has been looking forward to since the start of practice last fall. Northland taking on Grandview Christian out of Des Moines. Number one versus number two for the state championship. And welcome in Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you here today as we come your way from the Iowa Events Center in Wells Fargo Arena. 28-0 Northland looking for their first state championship. Grandview Christian out of Des Moines, the Thunder, they come in at 24-1. They are looking for back-to-back championships in 2017 and 2018. And the crowd is filing in. It's going to be good. This is what they wanted, Phil, when they went to the new format, the five-day tournament. They wanted all four championship games in the same day so you could stick around and see all four of them, and I think it's a great idea, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people in here.
Yeah, it looks like there's a nice showing here to begin with here. I like the concept of that. You have Championship Friday where you get all the games in, and you don't have to pick and choose. Then do you want to come on Friday or Saturday? You get to come down here, and you get to see it all for one $10 ticket. Great idea for the fans.
I think a great idea indeed, and they're getting ready to see what could be a classic. It's one everyone's been talking about, the setup all year between Northland and Grandview Christian. Both teams like to get up and down the court. Northland, of course, 92 points a game. Grandview Christian, 75 points per ball game. Did not meet a year ago. Grandview Christian won the state championship last year. And, of course, Northland finished up in third place. Lynx looking for the school's first ever state championship. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online, firstfedcu.com, and visit one of their three locations, downtown, Westdale Mall, or in Hiawatha. We got talent galore here, Phil, and it's going to be an up-and-down game. I think we know that. Maybe the first team to 80 might win this thing. Not a lot of teams want to run with Northland, and the question is, for the Lynx, you take a look at what might stop them. And people have said, well, you need a good guard. You need a kind of a big guard. DeMolinair is there for Grandview Christian. You need a couple of big guys in the middle. And certainly Grandview Christian has them. And Issa Samake, he's the one that the colleges are drooling over. 6'7 junior, already offers from Iowa State, Tulsa, and Middle Tennessee State. Only a junior after transferring in from down in the state of Tennessee. They also have Arturo Montes inside at 6'4 and a junior, and he's had a terrific state tournament. Can they keep up with the Northland pressure, and can they run with Northland?
That'll be the big question. That's what everybody's looking forward to tonight. And usually when you say when you talk about the first team to X amount of points, you're talking about two teams that play it kind of slow, usually when you make that reference. That's not going to happen here today. I think we're going to see a lot of offensive basketball. At least I hope that's what we see. It'll be a fun brand of basketball. You mentioned some size. I don't know if Northland has really faced anybody in the interior like Issa Samaki and the size that Grandview Christian is going to give to them. So, but you can negate that size a lot with your full court pressure. And they run and they run and they run and they run some more. I think this big court is to the liking of Northland as well because they're very well conditioned and they really get up and down the floor. They know how to shoot the basketball, and it starts with Ryan Miller and Jake Kilmer, those two guards that have just been outstanding for the Lynx.
Yeah, they have been. And, of course, you talk about Jake Kilmer and Ryan Miller. They have been both outstanding. And then you had Trevor Bogey had a terrific semifinal game. David Sieber only had 1 point in that ball game, but really didn't need Sieber scoring because Bogey came through, and then you got Adam Wasco in the interior to help things out. Carter Johnson, I think, is going to be a big part of this game today, coming off the bench, 6'3 and a junior. For Northland, you can't afford to get Bogey and Wasco in foul trouble, I think, here today. And I'm sure part of the game plan for the Thunder is to go inside, try to get those guys in foul trouble, drop it down low when they can to Samake.
Yeah, and try to attack in the lane, get paint touches, and if they can get some scores in the paint. And even if they don't get scores, like you said, it forces them to, North Linn, to play defense in the paint. Maybe you draw some fouls in over the course of the ball game. That adds up, and that allows them, North Linn, to maybe have changed their rotation, things that they're not used to doing offensively. And in the big court, big game like this, this is for all the marbles. How do people come out and respond when the lights are shining and this is for the state championship, whatever, what you've always dreamed for? How does each team respond to that?
Absolutely. Grandview Christian was here on this stage last year. North Linn, they took the final step to get here. And by the way, kudos to all the North Linn folks. They are filling the far side here. Walker and Troy Mills and Coggin are all represented here today. And they got a whole bunch of folks lined up and ready to go. We're going to have the pre-game ceremonies, if you will. We'll have a color guard and the national anthem for you here in just a little bit. And we'll get to the lineups and everything coming your way here on KGYM. As again, high school basketball here this afternoon. Final day of the 2017-18 boys basketball season coming your way right here on KGYM. A pair of championship games. We'll come back with you tonight at around 8 o'clock with the Class 4A championship. That's going to be on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3, as it'll be the all-MVC final between Iowa City West and the Cedar Falls Tigers. And right now we are going to stand and honor America with the playing of our national anthem and the singing of our national anthem. Color Guard's going to be coming out as well here in just a moment or two here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we get ready for the 1A championship, North Linn and Grandview Christian to get things underway. Let's go ahead and join the public address here at Wells Fargo.
Lee Pavelka and Josh Reischauer, under the direction of Eric Gusling. This afternoon's national anthem will be sung by a women's quartet from West Delaware High School. They are seniors Andrea Salo, Mariah Seeley, Paris Shaw, and junior Olivia Nushel. They're all members of the All-State Chorus and are actively involved in all aspects of the music department. They also participate in speech, drama, National Honor Society, bowling, soccer, cross country, art club, girls' state, future business leaders of America, yearbook newspaper staff, and dance. They're under the direction of Dwayne Filton. Ladies and gentlemen, the women's quartet from West Delaware High School, and our national anthem.
Job done by young ladies from West Delaware High School up in Manchester. And they presented our national anthem here today before the 1As get underway. with Northland and Grandview Christian getting ready to go at it here, followed by the 2A game. Cascade will meet up with Trainer. The 3A game to follow that, it'll be Glenwood, who knocked off Xavier. And Glenwood will take on Oskaloosa, and then we'll have the 4A championship coming up tonight between Iowa City West and Cedar Falls. As the color guard leaves, and now we're just about set to get things going with the lineups here and the introductions here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. As we get closer and closer to the tip-off here in Class 1A. And again, huge, huge crowd here on hand from North Lynn as they get ready for their first possible state championship. Grandview has been here three times, three in a row, 2016, 2017, and 2018. They won it last year for North Lynn, their fourth trip, and they've never made the state championship game. So this is a first for the Lynx here today. Both teams shoot it really well from the field in this one, Phil. And you take a look at free throw percentage. Grandview shoots it pretty well. Samake, though, only at 42%. And maybe he's the guy at the end that if you need to foul, he might be that guy. We will have to wait and see how it all plays out. But like we said, this is the one that everyone has wanted to see for the season. Let's take a look at our starting lineups there, brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance here today. First of all, for the visiting Thunder of Des Moines Grandview Christian, they are an independent this year. They're going to be headed to a new conference next year. They're 24-1, number two in the state, number two seeded in Class 1A. Bryce Crabb will be at 1-4, number 23. He is a 6'3 junior, 7.2 points a game, and just under five rebounds. Also at a four, number 21, Arturo Montez, 6'4 and a junior, 11.6 points and 6.8 rebounds per ball game. At center, it is Issa Samake. He is a 6'7 junior, and of course, being looked at by many, many Division I schools. 11.4 points, 9 rebounds a game, 58% from the field. Has hit 5 threes in the year. Not a great free throw shooter, though, as we mentioned, at only 42%. Starting guards at the point, it'll be Grant DeMolinaire. He is a 6-foot senior, returning All-Stater, 22.3 points per ball game, and pulls down 2.7 rebounds, 6 assists a game. And at the other guard, it'll be Mach Niau. He is a 6-foot junior. Niau on the year, averaging 13 points, 3.3 rebounds a game, and 35 three-pointers on the year. DeMolinaire, by the way, 70 three-pointers on the year for Des Moines Grandview Christian. Dave Stubbs, the head coach, 229-26 during his career, was at Des Moines Christian, and now is at Des Moines Grandview Christian. Now, the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the North Lynn Lynx, 28-0, the Tri-Rivers Conference Western Division champions, and number one rated and number one seeded in Class 1A. Their usual starting five, three guards, David Sieber, 5'10", and a junior, coming off only 1 point in the semifinals, averaging 12 points per ball game during the year, 70 made threes, second on the team, shooting 36%. Also at a forward, or I should say at a guard, it'll be Ryan Miller, number 24, the 5'11 senior. Miller at 24.6 points, 5.5 rebounds a game, 84 made threes on the year for the Lynx. And at the point, the All-Stater, Jake Hilmer, number 14, the 5'11 junior, averaging 23.5 points, 4.6 rebounds, 39 made threes, 12.5 assists, and 6.5 steals per ball game. Up front, at a forward, it'll be Trevor Bogey, 6'3", and a junior, 8.9 points a game, 4 rebounds. And at center, Adam Wasco, 6'5", senior, and he averages 7.6 points, 5.2 rebounds a game. The co-coaches for North Lynn, the all-time wins leader in the state, Bob Hilmer, 865 and 345, and Mike Hilmer, his son, 366 and 233. Mike, of course, also the athletic director at North Lynn High School. And our officials, as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, are Randy Baxter, Josh Rasmussen, and Kip Shanks. So that is all your pertinent information. The Thunder be in their smoky gray uniforms with the black and green trim. They've got very hard. Back with you here in Des Moines as we get ready for tip-off. North Lynn and Grandview Christian. Samaki will tip it up against Wasco. The Thunder in the gray uniforms with the black and green. North Lynn in the white with the maroon and silver. Set to go. The 1A state championship game here on KGYM. The one everyone wanted to see underway. Thunder win the tap. They'll go to the bucket to our left. And North Lynn going to come out right away with a man-to-man. Might see a little bit of zone here. We shall see how it all plays out. Going to be Ryan Miller up top working on Meow. DeMolinaire is going to have David Sieber on him to start things off. Up top, there's a jump pass inside or a shot that might have been deflected. Here comes Hilmer on the run. Hilmer all the way, coast to coast, double pump are good. It will count a foul on Arturo Montes.
Well, I think Grandview Christian, when they went up for the shot, they were unsure of it, and he decided to pass at the last moment. It was a turnover going the other way, and David Sieber gets the quick outlet to Hilmer, and he knows what to do with it in transition.
Yeah, and that's a good sign right there. And the free throw up good for Jake Hilmer. He gets the three-point play, and it's 3-0.
And here comes the pressure.
Full court, and a five-second count could get it in.
They didn't have anybody getting the ball out of bounds. The player initially touched it, then he set it down. They switched inbound players, and that count was going that entire time.
Yep, it doesn't start over. Hilmer to inbound, 3-0 lead for North Lynn. They get it into Bogey. He had it swatted away, and here comes Grandview Christian the other way. And down the lane, layup won't go, and the finger roll, put back block, but a foul called underneath, and that's going to be the first on Adam Wasco. And like we said, he's going to have to stay out of foul trouble in this game.
Yeah, Arturo Montes on the backside was able to get the offensive rebound, carved out good position in transition.
Boy, did Samake get down court, though.
With the ball in his hands, he was leading the break.
6-7. First free throw, no good. Grandview shoots 69% from the line. Montes at 72%. He'll have one more. Up and short, missed them both. Samake with the rebound, though, in the lane, but traveled with it on the outlet.
Yeah, as he came down with it, he couldn't get his feet underneath him, couldn't get it set.
That is already three turnovers in the first 40 seconds against the Thunder. 3-0 lead for North Lynn.
2-3 zone. High 2-3 zone.
And a big zone. Hilmer all the way around and through, but they're going to say he stepped on the baseline on his travels through the lane. And North Lynn gives it away for the first time. Full court pressure put on DeMolinaire. David Sieber face guarding him in the backcourt. Now they're going to try to trap out of it. Niao on the cross court pass. They're going to have to beat the 10-second count and just do. That was close. DeMolinaire drive and a kick. Here's a pass inside. Montes hangs, puts it up. No good. Off the glass. Hilmer flies in to get the board. Jake turns on the run. Hilmer all the way, driving a kick. Sieber, three, good from the far corner.
Everybody's used to collapsing in defensive transition, protect the lane first. I think that's a mistake against North Lynn. You got to fan out. You got to guard those three-point shooters.
6-0 in favor of the Lynx. Into the front court, DeMolinaire holds it left of the circle. Hook pass inside to Montes. Missed the easy bunny, and the rebound out of there to North Lynn. Bogey wanted to foul, didn't get it. Here's Miller, pop-up three, won't go. And the rebound out of there to Issa Samake.
We're going up and down right now, which is a good pace for the Lynx.
Thing with North Lynn, they will even as they're going to come up with a steal as Hilmer took it away from Niao. Drops it inside. Miller layup good. 8-0 North Lynn.
Well, they began with the press after a made basket or missed basket,
they
Scott.
They will do that.
I love that. I like that concept.
Four turnovers already. Niao on the power dribble and the alley-oop dunk to throw down by Samake.
Now they got the flashy finish down here at this end, the high percentage shot at the end.
8-2, 5:35 to play here in the first quarter. Hilmer up top, driving right of the lane, takes it into the paint, kicks it out. Miller wide open, three, front iron, no, and Montes with a rebound. Here comes Grandview on the run. Lead pass to Crab. He'll drive in and went baseline and got grabbed and fouled. I think Trevor Bogey will pick up the personal.
And we're coming down the left side of the lane that time. They're coming fast. They want to get down the floor in a hurry as well, Grant View.
Ball out of bounds to the Thunder. They'll put it in play right of the glass as DeMolinair will look to trigger. Gets it in to Samake. Issa looking back door, holds it left of the key. Diagonal cross court pass to Montez. He'll hand it off in the corner. DeMolinair rises for the jumper. No good. And over the back on Samake.
Yeah, and that's just textbook blocking out by Trevor Bogey that time to keep Samake off the offensive boards.
He is very talented, but he is raw. He hasn't played a lot of basketball over his years.
Well, and if he would happen to get in foul trouble, that would be very helpful to the Lynx.
5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. And Northland off to a great start, 8-2. Here's Wasco, a high arching turnaround, won't go. He knew Samake was there. And here comes Grandview. Lead pass up ahead to Crabb. Out to DeMolinair, and they'll call the play. Coming off the high ball screen. DeMolinair, stop and go move. Drives right baseline, in all the way, and scores. They just let him go once he got around that screen.
Yeah, they did. And DeMolinair used the screen well, made a good decision. He took what the defense gave him.
8-4, Hilmer on the drive all the way in. Tried to finish with the left hand, no good. Samake with the rebound.
Samake with four rebounds already in the early going.
Average is 9. 8-4 lead for the Lynx, but four in a row put up by Grandview Christian here. After that 8-0 lead, DeMolinair up top. 5 second count. Going to try to get rid of it. Had a block from behind on the shot. And here comes Miller. He had it slapped away. Loose. Now a 3-on-1 break. DeMolinair all the way in and finishes with the reverse layup.
Now there's a little bit of talking and jawing going on.
Yeah, Grandview
right
will talk.
Yeah, I'm surprised officials aren't getting that right away.
3:50 to play. We'll get a media timeout coming up. Hilmer, stop and go move. He'll take it inside, throws it high off the glass. No, and rebounded by Samake. He took it right at the big guy that time.
Yeah, he did, and he didn't get the bounce on the end of it.
Grandview looking to tie or take the lead. The Molinaires are 1 3-point specialist. Not a big-time three-point shooting team other than that. Niau forces it up, no. Rebounded by North Lynn, and they've got numbers. 4-on-3. Hilmer, cross-court bounce pass. Miller on the drive, all the way in. Had a block by Montez, but they're going to get a foul.
Miller attacking at the end of that instead of settling for the jump shot, attacking the rim.
And we will get a media timeout as both teams are going to get ready to go to their respective benches. 3:17 to play here in the first quarter. North Lynn 8, Grandview Christian 6. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to Wells Fargo Arena after this. You're listening to coverage of the state basketball tournament here on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Good start for North Lynn. They jumped out 8-0. Grandview Christian has come back with the next six. And it's 8-6 as we welcome you back to Des Moines. Scott Unash, Bill Dunn with you. 3:17 to play first quarter. And you can see already, when this thing is going back and forth, big advantage for North Lynn. But when it gets into a more half-court game, Grandview's got the advantage.
Yeah, they're attacking in the lane. They're trying to get to use their size advantage coming down the floor. But I really like North Lynn and the fact that they aren't backing down attacking at the rim either. Just because there's some length in there and some size in the lane that's going to protect that lane or protect the rim, they're attacking and they're going to get a foul shot here. They're going to get a couple free throws going forward. Miller didn't settle for the jump shot.
Miller took it right at him. Early on, Grandview 1 of 5 for 20%, but they lead, got two offensive rebounds. North Lynn 3 of 6 right now and 1 of 3 from beyond the arc. Carter Johnson is in, 6'3 junior. Wasco will take a seat. And Sam Glenn, 6'3 junior, averaging 6.5 points off the Thunder bench, will come in. He's a lanky junior. And Miller to the line for a couple, 80%, and gets the roll in the first one.
I think North Lynn has to feel pretty good when he goes to the free throw line.
He or Jake Hilmer. especially. Got them both. Here comes the pressure. A little man pressure put on. Glenn on the hand back. As he will take over the point guard duties here, DeMolinaire will go over to the off guard. Takes across the timeline, gets doubled, gets it right back. He'll spot up for three and buries it on the line driver for the top of the key.
Yeah, catch and shoot by Glenn. Nobody around him. Easy three for him.
35 made threes in the year for Glenn, and it's 10-9 in favor of North Lynn. Miller circling up top to Hilmer. He'll drive left side, stop and go, move through traffic all the way around, goes into the corner. He'll bounce it now right of the lane to Carter Johnson. They play catch with it, try to go back door, pass through the hands of Miller, intercepted. Up ahead to DeMolinaire all the way in. Can't get the runner to go, but he was grabbed and fouled by Jake Hilmer.
Yeah, and DeMolinaire going to get to the free throw line and shoot two now. I thought maybe Hilmer might get away with that one there. He must have caught him along the wrist just a little bit.
So a chance to take the lead for Grandview as DeMolinaire on the free throw line gets the first one, and he's 81%, returning All-Stater from a year ago. Very good guard. One more up and good, and Grandview Christian with the lead at 11-10. After North Lynn jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Lynx with three turnovers and four in the game for Grandview Christian. In against that zone, Carter Johnson inside. Bogey works it over to Hilmer. To the corner, Sieber, three, short, no good. And the rebound to DeMolinaire.
It was a good look. You got a three-point shooter spotted up in the corner. Just a little bit short.
A little bit of a line driver right there. Glenn on the power dribble. Spins right free throw line and traveled with it.
Yeah, and then a dunk at the end. Wave it off.
After the traveling call, though.
Coach Hilmer over there, Coach Mike Hilmer over there talking to his troops about he wants to turn it over a little bit more offensively, getting both sides of the floor to get a good look.
Well, this zone, they're extending it. It's a 2-3, but they're coming out and matching up out of it, and they're really extending it here, getting out passing lanes and getting up into the three-point shooters. Miller will rise for a three. That's short, no good. Samake with another board. Trapped in the backcourt, DeMolinaire is passed to the center line tip, but Grandview gets it back. DeMolinaire behind the back with it. He'll pull up for the jumper. No on the line driver. Offensive rebound, put back, no. Tipped around. Samaka gets it, flings it up over his head, no. Another offensive rebound, and we've got a foul on North Lynn. As Crab was crashing in there. I think they got it on Carter Johnson, but we shall see.
Thought maybe there would be a walk in there, but they think the contact probably, they said, maybe caused the travel.
It was on Carter Johnson, and an offensive foul now called on Glenn, pushing off against Ryan Miller.
Now, Miller rubbing his lips going down the floor. It looked like he took a shoulder and elbow shot to the head.
Niao back in, and Glenn will take a seat. Minute 21 to play here in the opening quarter, and it's now 11-10 Grandview Christian.
Well, North Lynn is going to eventually, against his zone, going to bring somebody to the high post. And then now it's going to be Hilmer. That's a good matchup.
Drive and a kick. Bogey, three, in and out, no good. And another rebound by Samake. Outlet pass, but too tall for DeMolinaire, and out of bounds. And an unforced error right there. They chat about it.
Get their communication down between the two.
Turnover number seven. Despite that, Grandview Christian out in on top. Under a minute to play. Hilmer holding it. DeMolinaire out there with him. Goes behind the back to Ryan Miller. 52 seconds to play. Miller at the right free throw line. Drives inside. Samake cuts him off. Now to Jake. He'll penetrate. Yo-yos it back out. The penetration just not working against the shot blockers. Miller, no look, bounce underneath. That one worked, though, to Carter Johnson.
Yeah, and it drew the post. There's nobody left on the backside to help, and little bounce pass to your own post player knocks him down.
12-11, North Lynn back out in front, and the pass through the hands of Samake out of bounds.
A little bit more up-tempo again. That pressure didn't lead to a direct steal, but it forced them to be a little bit in of a hurry, and it turned wound up in a bad catch.
Like I said, he's got ability, but it is raw.
I think you're going to see go for one. Coach Hilmer over there talking about pointing at his watch, saying, "Hey, we got a clock."
15 seconds. Miller on the dribble drive all the way in. Flings it up with the right hand. No on the scoop. And then Samake fouled from behind. Miller going for the swipe. Instead got the foul. It's his first. Flew hopped into the ball game now for North Lynn. 6'2 senior.
Miller going to come out of the ball game.
10.4. Time to get a last second shot if you're Grandview. DeMolinaire. Trapped though in the backcourt to Niau. They play catch on the bounce with it. Over the timeline. Lob pass. Mach Niau takes it top of the key. Fumbled it. Now goes up with a shot. Good. Will it count? It will at the buzzer. He just threw it up there. Right of the key on an NBA 23-footer. And Niau gives Grandview Christian the lead. After one, it's Des Moines. Grandview 14. North Lynn 12. We'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Scott Udashville Dunn. Final day of the boys basketball season, Championship Friday. All four classes will determine their champions today. We start off with 1A and very interesting first quarter, 14-12. Grandview, 5 of 14, 36% right now. They're 2 of 2 from beyond the arc, though, but they are pounding North Lynn on the boards right now. And the Lynx not shooting it particularly well at 4 of 14 and 29%. And they got to shore up the rebounding. That's plus 10 after the first quarter, I think.
Yeah, and Samaki's a big part of it. He's just been too athletic and too long in the interior going up and getting those boards. But the shooting, I think, is, it's obviously subpar for North Lynn at 28%, almost 29%. I think that's going to come around. They've got some good looks out there, maybe just in a little bit of a hurry. You start knocking those shots down, and that allows you to set your pressure again against the dead ball situation. It makes it a little bit easier than to play your type of ball game.
I think the official just went over and talked amongst the Grandview players. Hey, let's stop the whooping a little bit.
We'll see if that happens.
Back in for the Thunder, Montez. He's got two fouls. Samake will stay in there along with Crab, DeMolinaire, and Mach Niau. And North Lynn back to the starting five. They went predominantly with the starters in the semifinals as well. They spotted Fluhoff and Carter Johnson with a couple of minutes. Second quarter underway. North Lynn basketball after the three-pointer to end that first quarter. Sieber and Grandview really extending that 2-3.
And North Lynn's going to flash a guard into the high post area.
Miller turnaround short, and another rebound by Samake.
That's a great shot, though. You got one of your best shooters shooting a 15-footer wide open. That's going to go eventually.
Niau as North Lynn. See what they do here. Going to go 1-3-1. So they'll go a little zone here. Or 1-2-2, something like that.
Yeah, I think you were right. In 1-3-1, they're just matching that weak side. They're dropping that weak side guard down.
Crab from the corner. High arching three is short. And Wasco the rebound. One and done that time for the Thunder. Long diagonal pass. High catch made along the sideline by Ryan Miller. Back around up top. And now the Lynx will set it up. Bullet pass, free throw line. Miller drives in, kick to the corner to David Siebert. Niau coming on him. Back it comes to Miller. Got away with a double.
I think he did.
Tried to bounce it inside, loose, and Niau comes away with the basketball. Turnover number four for the Lynx. Into the front court, the Thunder of Grandview Christian. Again, playing an independent schedule. They played 2A's and 3A's predominantly this year. And they're going to go into a bigger conference coming up next year. Wasco with the steal on the baseline. 9 turnovers now for the Thunder. Thing is, Northland can't get the running game going. And that has really thwarted them so far. Left free throw line, Hilmer doubled. Spins through traffic, goes up with a little poke shot. No, and Samaki another rebound.
Wow, point blank looks in there. They're just not able to get the roll.
Right now, Northland 4 of 16 shooting here in the first half. 14-12, and Hilmer comes up with a steal. Hilmer took it away from Niao. Layup missed it, though. Tried to draw the body contact and couldn't finish.
Nope. I think that's one of those things when things start going your way or not going your direction, shots like that don't go.
14-12, knee out the left point to DeMolinaire as Glenn will get ready to come in off the Grandview Christian bench. Crab. Lob pass inside, left block. Montez gets it out to Niao. Penetrates the lane, jump stop. Hangs, puts it up, no. Rebound, Samake gets another one. And Grandview Christian just eating Northland up on the boards. On the drive, all the way in, reversing the layup, no. Montez had it, lost it. Here comes Hilmer, 2-on-1. Hilmer leading the break, all the way down. Last second pass, layup good to David Sieber.
Yeah, he does a nice job making that defender finally commit at the end, and then he gets the assist.
Yet another assist for the state's all-time leader. Single season and career, Jake Hilmer. DeMolinaire, pull-up three, missed it badly, but Crab, the offensive rebound all by his lonesome, and lays it in.
Yeah, nobody around for Northland on that board.
16-15, pull-up three, going to be way short from Miller. Here comes Grandview. Long up-court pass. Oh, they had the alley-oop and missed it, and then they turn it over. Good job by Wasco to Hilmer. 3-on-2 break. Hilmer all the way. Leaner good for Jake Hilmer.
Now that transition, as you just mentioned a little bit ago, it's starting to go now for Northland.
Tied at 16. 4:25 to play first half. Do we dare say in a low-scoring affair with the Lynx?
Well, they brought it back into that half court. They didn't go up and press after the made free or the made basket.
DeMolinaire against the 1-3-1. The Crab. They play catch on the lob. Wasco, or make it Bogey, coming out now to pick up DeMolinaire to the corner. Niao puts up the three. No good in the line driver. And over the back of Montez, and that's going to be his third.
Yeah, and I think they got away with him a couple times coming over the back of Northland. The officials caught him that time.
Fluhoff will come in for Sieber as Glenn will come in, and also coming off the bench.
And Montez is staying in the game with three fouls. Nope, now they're getting him out.
Kong Niao, 6'2 junior, coming off the bench, averaging 5.3. Just more length than 6'3 for Grandview Christian. Under four to play. We'll get a media timeout coming up. 16-16. Bounce high post. Bogey, cross-court pass, and a nice catch by Miller as the pass was behind him. Against the zone. Hilmer on the drive. Hilmer all the way in. Fakes, goes up, had a block. Got it back, in trouble, trying to get out of there, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Northland ball after a media timeout. 3:36, time remaining first half. Northland 16, Des Moines Grandview Christian at 16. We'll come back after this 30-second break to Des Moines here on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? Digital Doc buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Well, the lower bowl is starting to fill up here at Wells Fargo Arena as the Northland Lynx and the Thunder of Grandview Christian tied at 16 here in the 1A state championship. North Lynn only shooting 29%. Grandview's only shooting 30%. And North Lynn just getting eaten up on the rebounding.
Yeah, that rebound's 21-9 when you look at it there. North Lynn only has one offensive rebound, and that's a dead ball situation out there. So they're going to have to make up for that lack of rebounding by knocking down their shots. And once they get those field goals going, I think, and it's going to even out. I would have a hard time believing that they're going to continue to shoot 28-29% for this ball game. Too good of shooters for that.
Northland breaking the huddle with Hilmer, Miller, Sieber back in, along with Wasco and Bogey. No one with more than one foul for Northland at this point. Arturo Montez on the bench with three for Grandview. And it'll be ball out of bounds as Hilmer will trigger for the Lynx. Going to go with that stack look. And he'll inbound it out deep to David Sieber. Bullet pass right back. It comes to Hilmer at the free throw line. Jake will back it out as Glenn chasing him all over the place right now for Grandview Christian. 3:22 to play here in the opening half. Grandview Christian with only one loss in the year, and that was in their final regular season game to Carroll Kemper, who was a 2A state tournament team. Driving a kick, Sieber in the corner. They cover up on him. Grandview very good defensively in their own right. Here's a turnaround by Bogey in and out. Tipped up, and Samaki the rebound as Miller almost got it out of there.
Again, it was another good look. They just that ball just rolled around the rim and popped out.
Molinaire, high lob pass caught left of the circle. Bounce inside, almost stolen away. It's loose in the floor. Niall's got it. He was tied up. And the arrow will keep it with the Thunder.
Now you got everybody getting on the floor after that. That's a pretty valuable commodity right now, that little basketball.
Kong Niao posting up inside against Wasco. 2:44 to play. And now the Thunder to inbound in the 16-16 game. And the lob to DeMolinaire. Right back it comes to the corner. Glenn fires a three. No. Out deep. Here comes Hilmer. Two on one. Hilmer all the way down. Had it swatted away out of bounds. Hilmer thought he got fouled. Jake doesn't usually say a whole lot.
No, he doesn't. But it's going to stay with North Lynn. Going to get the ball out of bounds underneath on the baseline.
Hilmer to trigger. Looking, and he'll lob it out to Ryan Miller. Bullet pass, Bogey. Open 15-footer. No, that was the shot he was making in the semifinal.
He was well short of that one there.
16-16. And the cross-court bounce stolen away again by going in on the layup attempt by Glenn.
And Hilmer going to get to the free throw line to shoot two now.
Another turnover on Grandview. That is their 12th. Jake Hilmer with five first half points.
Jake Hilmer, what he does so well is he anticipates those passes. And they might get through once or twice, and he's watching and he's studying and he's understanding where these guards make their passes, and then the next time he's going to step right into that passing lane and get the run out.
86% from the charity stripe. Gets the roll in the second. Got them both. Seven for Hilmer as Mach Niao will come back in for the Thunder. And Glenn will check out.
And here comes North Lynn now. North Lynn's going to pick up in that full court man-to-man.
Inbound to Niao. He'll go one-on-one with Ryan Miller. Zigzags his way across the timeline. Almost lost possession of the ball. Now picks it up. And bounces it to DeMolinaire. Sieber picks him up in the man-to-man for North Lynn. DeMolinaire drives, hangs, had a block by Bogey, loose in the corner, and Niall's got it. Whips it up top for Grandview. Niao and Niao into the ball game right now. Broadcaster's nightmare here for Grandview Christian. DeMolinaire with a minute 35. He wants to go one-on-one. His pull-up jumper is short. Rebound loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be who? Grandview Christian.
Grandview ball. Christian. I think they're going to stay with it.
And another loose ball or rebound going to the Thunder. They have been all over him here in the first half. DeMolinaire with a standing dribble. Niao into the corner. Samaki hasn't touched it in a while. Now he's got it in the high post. Wasco came out there on him. Now he'll back it up. Niau circling right up top. Sideline to Molinaire. Comes off the high ball screen left. With a minute five to play, DeMolinaire, stop and go move, into the lane, hangs, throws it off the glass, and got the roll with the right hand.
Now DeMolinaire, understanding that on those high post screens, North Lynn is switching, and they had the matchup they like, him going against the post player, and he could beat him off the dribble.
Another tie, 18-18. Bogey in the high post, back outside, Miller between the circles. Hilmer to Miller, they play catch with 38 seconds to play. See if North Lynn will go for one here.
I don't think it's in their DNA, but if it gets down low enough here.
I got to tell you, North Lynn scored 19 against Gladbrook Rhinebeck in the first 2.5 minutes. And they're at 18 right now, just ahead of halftime. So this is uncharted waters here for the Lynx.
I think you're going to see him go for that final shot.
Hilmer bounced to Bogey. Near side hash mark, right back it comes to Jake. He wants the high ball, calls for it, splits defenders. Jay, no look, bounce underneath the Wasco, and he was fouled on the floor. He thought he was going up. They're going to get a push down low before the shot.
We got 1.8 seconds left here now. We got
Crabb got the foul. That'll be his first. Only the sixth.
Yeah, they're saying one on one.
Oh, it is the seventh. Seventh team foul, I beg your pardon. Free throw up, good for Wasco.
Now, there's time for Granger Christian. They're going to throw it down the floor probably as far as they can. They got a one bounce, maybe two bounces here before you get a shot off.
They're going to bring Montez in with three fouls. Interesting move there. Glenn did have two. That's the foul I missed. Second free throw, high Archer, back iron, no. Rebound, and the three-quarter court heave is no good at the horn. Halftime from the Boys State Basketball Tournament, the 1A Championship. It is North Lynn, 19. Des Moines Grandview Christian, 18. We'll come back with halftime after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Championships here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Hey, I'm Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy. Here to tell you that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you'll get a free number 9 Napa racing cap. So whether you're a fan of drivers with fast cars or just a fan of keeping the sun out of your eyes, you'll get a free number 9 racing cap just for spending $25 at Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/18.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Back with you in Des Moines. Halftime, it's 19-18 in favor of North Lynn. Yeah, we said halftime, ladies and gentlemen. North Lynn averaging 92 points a game. They have 19 here at the halftime break as the All-State cheerleading squad is assembled, and they will be out there to perform coming up for the customers here at halftime. And
two teams that like to run and gun, but the zones have been preventing that in the first half.
Yeah, we saw, you had mentioned in the pregame that we might see a little bit more of that from North Lynn, and that's exactly what happened. They switched to that at the start of the second period, and I think it slowed down as far as both teams, really, because North Linden wasn't out pressing in their full court pressure. They were dropping back into that zone a bunch of different times throughout that second period. And that long arm, that length of Grandview Christian, where they get out and they play that 2-3 zone and really extend it. North Linden's really been having to move the ball side to side whenever they've had an offensive set where they haven't been able to go in transition.
Northland has not seen a team with this much length. I mean, that's easy to say, but it's hard to replicate in practice, too, going up against 7'5" wingspans and things like that, and that's what they've had to face here in this basketball game.
It is, and I think that when you see that for the first time, it's one thing to see it on tape, and all that, but all of a sudden once you come out and you play against it, your passing angles are different, the passing lanes, it doesn't look quite as open and clear as it did in other games out there, and it makes you second guess yourself a little bit there because you don't want to turn it over. And then on the shots too, North Lynn, you could say maybe, yeah, the length has affected them a little bit, but North Lynn has got some good looks. They just didn't knock them down uncharacteristically. They're shooting about 25% right now in the first half of this game. So that's a big reason why they're only up by one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the looks have been there for North Lynn, especially in that high post area. Just haven't been able to knock them down like they did in the first two games.
No, and they've had Miller. Miller's been able to get into that high post, and he's a good shooter. Bogey's gotten several shots from that high post area. They got shots from the corner, too, that they've missed that they're pretty good at. Once the ball goes inside and they kick it back out, I think, I don't know, maybe it's one of those games that's not going to happen, but I would have to think that will improve for North Lynn.
Let's take a look at the halftime scoring for North Lynn at the break. Jake Hilmer leading the way with 7 points at halftime, 2 field goals and 3 out of 3. From the free throw stripe. 4 points for Ryan Miller in the first half. Field goal and 2 free throws. David Siever has North Lynn's only 3-pointer in the first half as he's got 5. 2 points off the bench for Carter Johnson, and Adam Wasco has a free throw there at the end of the half for his only point of the first two quarters. For Des Moines Grandview Christian, Grant DeMolinair leading the way with 8. Mach Niao's got 3. Sam Glenn with a 3-pointer and 3. Issa Samaki has 2, but double digit has to be in rebounding so far in the first half. And Bryce Crabb also with 2 points for Grandview. Turnovers, 12 in the first half for Grandview Christian, only 4 for North Lynn here at halftime. And the shooting percentages look like this. North Lynn is 6 of 24 in the first half, only 25%. Grandview Christian, not much better, 7 of 23. They are at 30% at the halftime break. North Lynn is 1 for 7, 14% shooting from beyond the arc, while Grandview 2 of 7 and a 29%. The free throws in the first half, Grandview 50%, 2 for 4. North Lynn 6 of 7 in the first half for a total of 86%. And some of the other stats here, points in the paint, Grandview 8, North Lynn 8. Points off turnovers right now is North Lynn leading that category 11 to 4. Second chance points, 4 to nothing for Grandview, and actually that's a win for North Lynn, and we'll get to that coming up in a moment. Fast break points, North Lynn leading that 8-2, and the bench is 3-2 in favor of Grandview Christian. 6 steals for North Lynn, 3 steals for Grandview. 3 blocks, though, Samaki's got 2 for the Thunder. And rebounding and other things from the first half, Bill.
Well, rebounding, as you can probably guess, it's been all Grandview in this one. They 25 to 12. They more than doubled up in the rebounding category against the North Lynn Licks, and Issa Samaki is a big reason for that. He has 13 rebounds in the first half. You look at that there, just in and of itself. I'm going to run out of room on my stat sheet over here with him on the rebounding, but he's been pretty impressive in that regard. Bryce Crabb with 5 rebounds. He's kind of an unsung hero out there for Des Moines Christian. And Arturo Montez with 3 rebounds. Grant DeMillionaire also with 3 rebounds as well for Grandview Christian. For North Lynn, they're led by Jake Kilmer with 4 rebounds. 2 rebounds apiece for Ryan Miller, Trevor Bogey, and Adam Waskow. One dead ball rebound for the Lynx. Only 2 offensive, 10 defensive, total of 12 for North Lynn when you look at the rebounding department.
1-point lead at halftime, 19-18 for North Lynn. And I would have never guessed it would be 19-18 at halftime with either of these two teams. And it just shows what the defense can do. And they say defense wins championships, and I think that is exactly what we are seeing as far as the 1A championship game is concerned. I got to think both coaches are in there. They got a little extended halftime. They're going to have a little bit more time to draw something up, try to work North Lynn against this zone, and the same thing for Grandview. Both teams got to feel pretty good right now because Grandview, they turned it over 12 times. Still only down by 1. North Lynn's got to feel pretty good. They're up 1. They're being knocked around on the boards right now. They've given up 8 offensive rebounds, but have given up only 4 second chance points so far.
Yeah, I think that was well put, that both of them have things that they probably don't like when they look at the stat sheet. And you talked about the turnovers for Grandview and the rebounding for North Lynn. But it's still a close ball game. It's a competitive ball game. And I think North Lynn, too, when they looks at it and they're going to see their shooting statistics from the field, they're not going to be very happy about it either. And I think North Lynn wants to get back out on the floor and get some shots up. They're out here at half. They're out of their halftime break right now.
19-18 North Lynn with the lead here at the halftime break as the Lynx back out and awaiting the Thunder of Grandview Christian to make their way coming out here in just a couple of moments as halftime continuing here at the Boys State Tournament. 2A championship coming up next. Best of luck to the Cascade Cougars as they try for the sweep. Girls and boys. Wes is going to be trying for it later. No, it is not the first time that it has happened. It's happened many times. Happened last year. Western Christian got both boys and girls. West did it in 2012. They're going to try to do it again tonight in 2018, of course, as West already won the girls championship, of course, last week. So it'll be Trainer and Cascade, followed by the 3A championship. You got two schools looking for their first championships. That'll be Glenwood and Oskaloosa. Somebody's going to get it. And then 4A tonight, all Mississippi Valley Conference, as it'll be Iowa City West against Cedar Falls. And, of course, the first time around, Cedar Falls won at Cedar Falls by 1 point on a night A.J. Green went off with 36.
Yeah, and when you look at that one, that game that we'll be doing next after this tonight, Iowa City West and Cedar Falls, boy, how Iowa City West won their semifinal yesterday. Hadunsi able to come out, and he came up big for Iowa City West. What do you have, 18 points,
yep.
I think, in there. He really did some nice things. So somebody that was only averaging maybe 3 or 4 points coming into that ball game. Maybe we see that in this ball game, Scott. Maybe somebody else that we don't know about is going to step up and knock down some big shots here in the second half.
That might be the type of thing that we will see here, as one of these teams is 16 minutes away from bringing home a state championship. And the crowd continues to file in here for Wells Fargo Arena. 1A is going on right now, followed by 2As, 3As, and 4As. As Grandview Christian making their way back out onto the court, North Lynn is out there already. We will take a break, come back, get ready for the second half from Des Moines. Our score at the break in the 1A championship, the North Lynn Lynx 19, Des Moines Grandview Christian 18. Back after this here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Hey, I'm Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy. Here to tell you that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you'll get a free number 9 Napa racing cap. So whether you're a fan of drivers with fast cars or just a fan of keeping the sun out of your eyes, you'll get a free number 9 racing cap just for spending $25 at Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/18.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you here in Des Moines at the state basketball tournament. As the halftime about to come to a conclusion, it's 19-18. You got admirers back there?
Yeah, some great kids I have in class. Basketball players, Gabe Burkle and...
Oh, is that?
Justin Ward's son, Eli Ward.
I see.
Very good basketball player.
Ninth graders to be, right?
Yep, ninth graders to be. Came down here to watch. I think they play with Jake Hilmer's younger brother in some basketball outside of school.
All right, very good. All right, ready to go for the second half. Foul trouble. Arturo Montes has 3 for Grandview Christian. He'll come out with Mach Niau, DeMolinaire, Crab, and also coming out there, Issa Samake, who had the monster rebounding first half. For North Lynn, David Siebert, Trevor Bogey, Adam Wasco, Jake Hilmer, and Ryan Miller. North Lynn trying to get their first championship in school history in basketball as we're underway, as North Lynn will have it on the alternate arrow to start quarter number 3. And still the 2-3 zone here for Grandview. Up top, Hilmer holds it right of the circle on the left side, right side. They get it to Wasco at right free throw line. They work that triangle that side. Pull it past to Bogey. Turnaround 15-footer right through. And Phil, we were talking during the break. He was practicing that shot at halftime.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he caught it and shot it. He didn't hesitate. He's not letting that first half bother him. We said he shot 63% on the year coming into it.
21-18. The Thunder break the pressure as Northland tried to trap in the backcourt that time. DeMolinaire at the center circle. Angling right, stutter dribble time. Picked up by Wasco. Here's the high-low. Catch by Samaki inside. Flips it up. No, tried to reverse it. And the rebound to Wasco.
One and done for Northland. That's a good start, too.
Hilmer fakes. Thought about the step back 3. Samaki had good position. He just hurried it inside that time. And we're going to get a travel out front, they say, on Ryan Miller. It'll be turnover number 5 in the ball game.
Well, Northland's going to use this dead ball situation to pick up full court pressure.
They were face guarding before. I think they're going to try to jump and trap here at the start of the second half. Knee out, turn in the corner, and a high dribble, and then a foul on Miller trying to cut him off.
Yeah, there was a high dribble there. I think he got away with one before that contact ever occurred.
Going to be the second on Ryan Miller, and that is team foul number 1 of the half on the Lynx. 21-18, North Lynn on top. We played a minute here on the third quarter, and the lob pass inside. Montez couldn't corral it, and it's out of bounds.
Yeah, North Lynn in the full front in the post that time, and they're trying to throw it over the top of that defense, and Montez couldn't catch up with it.
That could be a pretty good pass. Montez playing with three fouls. Bogut, the free throw line, spinning over to Hilmer in the corner. Fakes, now puts up the three. Too strong. Miller on the weak side went high to get the offensive board. Back outside to Jake, and he was held by DeMolinaire.
Yeah, how about Ryan Miller crashing the boards that time? And not very big as so far as who he's going up against, but he really got up in the air to get that board.
He came from nowhere, too. Off the inbound. Miller snuck down on the left block but couldn't get the shot off. And North Lynn will go up against the zone here. Hilmer on the drive. Jake takes it inside over to the corner. Siebert, three, no. Line driver missed, and here comes Niau off the tip. On the fast break, Niau turns the corner, goes right baseline, drops it off Samake, and he was fouled going up.
Now Niau was able to turn that on the sideline or the baseline down there and get around the defense, and that's what set that play up. As Samaki was able to float down the lane with him.
Jake Hilmer, second foul. And Issa Samaki will go to the free throw line. We mentioned he is not a good free throw shooter. And the first one, right through, of course.
Yeah, nothing but net there. But he's in the 50s, I believe.
42%.
Oh, 42.
Even lower than that. He'll have one more. And he'll get his shorts adjusted and everything here. Few college coaches in the house today. I saw Jeff Horner here and got them both. Samaki got two, and it's 21-20. The lead at one. North Lynn with the basketball. Hilmer plays catch with Ryan Miller, the senior. At the far hash mark, takes it up top. DeMolinaire picks him up out of the 2-3 in the matchup. Hilmer in drive. Hilmer all the way in. Jake turns. Ooh. Got tripped up accidentally. Ball loose. Montez picks it away.
Turnover going the other way.
That's the sixth. Here's Niau. Steps back. He'll launch the three. Missed it badly. And the rebound to Bogey. North Lynn with numbers if they get back. Good job by Grandview, though. Hilmer going to go one-on-one. Shot was blocked going up by Samaki.
Now Samaki came from the backside to get that. And then
I don't think he saw him.
Then he winds up getting the rebound as well.
21-20, North Lynn by a point. Siebert face guarding DeMolinaire. They're going to clear it out, let him go one-on-one. Crossover between the legs. Pull up 15-footer, rimming no. Samaki, the rebound, flips it up no with the right hand. Loose in the floor, Montez has it. Had it knocked away by Wasco. Say it hit the baseline, and it's going to stay Grandview Christian ball.
Now Samaki again getting physical inside and going up over the top, getting that offensive rebound.
5:06 to play here in quarter number three. Inbound to DeMolinaire. Quick turnaround, and he gets it from the right baseline on a 10-footer. That was an unusual out-of-bounds play, but it worked. 22-21, Grandview with their first lead in a while. Post has it right of the key. Siebert working that triangle right with Hilmer. Puts it on the floor. Now trapped by Niau out front. Gets it over to Siebert. Thunder trying to trap anywhere North Lynn goes. Inside to Wasco. Takes it up. Had it blocked by Samaki. Ball loose out front. Hilmer's got it. Hilmer all the way in. Hangs, puts it up, and was fouled. I think they're going to get Crab.
Well, North Lynn is able to get the loose ball that time off the rebound. They chase it down. Hilmer winds up, and he's going to get the payoff with two free throws.
Been a slugfest here today.
Been physical.
It has been. Free throw up and good for Jake. 4 out of 4 from the line. 86%. 12.5 assists a game. Set that a few weeks ago. The all-time assist mark. As the second one also good.
Regains the lead for North Lynn, and more importantly, allows them to set their defense.
Haven't had a chance to do this a whole lot. 23-22. DeMolinaire angling left, now gets into front court. Siebert staying right with him. DeMolinaire with a stop and go move, driving a kick to Niau out top. Leaves it for Crab, drives in to Montez, driving a kick to the corner. Open three, in and out, no good, and the rebound to Waskow. And here comes North Lynn. Hilmer on the run, goes behind the back with it, took it into traffic and got tied up by Niau. And the arrow is going to give it back to Grandview Christian.
officials are collaborating there on what that was going to be. We're going to have a dead ball situation timeout, I believe.
Media timeout, 3:58 to play here in the third quarter of the 1A championship. Northland, 23. Des Moines Grandview Christian, 22. Back after this, 30-second timeout on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Back with you in Des Moines, 23-22, Northland on top. Defense, 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 the name of the game. And the shot's hard to come by, and both teams not shooting it well either, helping out with this low score. 28% for Des Moines Grandview Christian, 24% for North Lynn right now in the ballgame. Lynx are only 1 of 9 from three-point range so far in the ballgame.
No, they're just not able to get anything really going in transition to speak of. A few times they've had chances. They either got to the free throw line or they wound up just missing threes out there. So that's it. Besides the fact that the length of Grandview, it's a physical game, I think, and that may be an adjustment for Northland a little bit here, too, that they might not be used to playing that physical, and a lot of contact going on underneath on rebounds and on shots as well, too. They're letting them play through that.
The thing right now that Northland is missing, obviously the easy baskets off the pressure. That's the first thing. The second thing is right now Jake Kilmer is just having a tough time trying to penetrate this zone with the physicality and with the length. And it's just hard.
Yeah, and right now he's sitting at 2 of 10 from the field. Ryan Miller's at 1 of 7. So your two leading scorers out there for North Lynn, just only three baskets between the two of them.
And 17 shots. Grandview with the ball, so we're back to action. Inbound to Mach Niau. Going to try to trap out of there. Niau drives, drops it off, and a big dunk by Samaki.
And then rotate down on the backside. Everybody goes to the basketball, and no one from the backside rotates down in front of the big fella.
24-23, Grandview back up one. Hilmer picks it up. They reverse it over to Miller, to Seaburn, to corner. Three, that may have been partially blocked by Montez. I think it was. And North Lynn retains possession. Seaver to Bogey. Good bounce down low to Waskow. Takes it up strong. Rimming good for Adam Waskow.
High-low situation that time. Good post-to-post feed for the Northland Lynx.
25-24. 3:14 to play third quarter. Here's the trap in the half court. Niau spins out of it. Gets it to DeMolinaire. Holds it against Seaver up top. Between the legs with it a couple times. Little stutter move. No 5-second count on right now. Now takes a free throw line to Niau as they work the weave. Crab to Montez. Niau drives right baseline in all the way. Pop-up floater, no. Wasco the rebound.
And the Grandview getting back in defense pretty quickly that time, taking away any kind of a transition attempt by North Lynn.
Jake Kilmer just not able to get loose so far here. 25-24. Bogey above the right free throw line. Over to Siebert, to the corner to Ryan Miller. Drive and a kick out to Hilmer. Thought about the three. Penetrates left of the lane. Wasco cross court. Miller right wing three. No. Rebound. Samaki tipped it. And DeMolinaire brings it out of there for Grandview. But North Lynn, good job of getting back. Pull up three. Good by DeMolinaire.
Yeah, off the dribble that time. A defender right in his face. He got some rhythm off the bounce and knocked it down.
27-25. It's been low scoring, but it's been as good as we anticipated all year long waiting for this game. Miller to Hilmer. Baseline drive. In all the way. Cut off. Leaves it for Bogey. He gets a little right-hand half hook to go.
Hey, Hilmer doesn't panic when he gets in there with dribble penetration. He keeps looking until he finds somebody and he gets the assist.
Fifth tie of the game, 27-27. Here's a trap. Nearly over and back, but wasn't. Up ahead to Samaki. Tried to go block to block with it. Nearly saved by Wasco. And it's going to stay with Grandview Christian.
Well, I think that Coach Hilmer not very happy with what was happening there. He, he wanted a turnover, and I don't think it was the over back. I thought he wanted either a carry or a step out of bounds.
Samaki out of control. Little scoop, no good. Loose and saved into the Thunder.
Bodies everywhere.
Somebody was there on their back and just tossed it in the air and saved it. Minute 11 to play here in the third. To Molinaire, he'll rise for three and got it again. He's starting to heat up.
Yeah, he does that over the top of Loskow, 6'5 defender.
39% shooter for three-point land. Here's Miller for the tie, and he gets it.
And that's what they need, right there, catch and shoot from your best shooters on the perimeter.
Ryan Miller's first three and a 30-second timeout going to be taken by North Lynn. They have one less timeout remaining for each team in the ball game because of the media timeouts, but we are tied at 30 with 50.9 seconds remaining. And now Mike and Bob Hilmer are going to talk things over here for the last 50 seconds.
Yeah, what do they want to do defensively? And Grandview talking about what you want to do. I think it's a little long to maybe hold for one, but we'll see how they got to assess maybe how North Lynn comes out and what they're going to do defensively before they attack.
Listening to coverage of the 1A state tournament here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Tonight, Iowa City West, Cedar Falls on all three frequencies coming up at around 8 o'clock tonight here from Wells Fargo Arena. Five starters still out there for the Hilmers, as they have gone all, well, for the most part, all the way. We have seen Carter Johnson a little, Blue Hop in there as well. And we have not seen a sub for Grandview Christian as well in the second half.
1-2-2, three-quarter court for North Lynn.
Little different look. Throw over the top to Montez. He'll drive in, little floater, no, wave it off. Offensive foul on Montez, and that is his fourth.
Yeah, that was a lob. I think he was trying to lob it.
And he made it.
And he made the basket. But, like you said, it got waved off for the charge.
So Montez now with four. And he is still in the ballgame. Grandview did not get him out of there. Hilmer coming near side, right in front of us. Circles it back out front with 27 seconds. Tied at 30. And North Lynn will go for the last shot. And now the five-second count is on. Gets rid of it to Ryan Miller. He's trapped. Back to Hilmer. Far hash mark. Hilmer with 10 seconds. Goes through traffic. Hilmer down left baseline. All the way under and through. Back baseline. Cross court. Seaver. Three. No good. Short. And that's it for the third quarter of play. We are through three. North Lynn 30, Des Moines Grandview Christian 30. Back with the fourth quarter. Right after this 1 minute break, you're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball here on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
8 minutes, maybe, to decide a state champion as we welcome you back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. North Lynn 30, Des Moines Grandview Christian 30. North Lynn looking for their first championship for the Lynx in school history. As we come your way here on our FM signals, 107.5 and 106.3. Well, it comes down to this, and it's going to be North Lynn ball to start things off here. Anybody's ball game. We'll see who steps up in the fourth.
Well, and look at Grandview Christian's coming back out with Artero Montez still in there with four fouls. They're going to let him start the fourth quarter with that.
Has not scored today. Averages 12 a game. And has had a good tournament. He's still shaking his head about that call.
Now we got the 2-3. It looks like Grandview is going to come out. They've been playing that the entire ball game. Those guards really get up high. They're probably 7-8 feet beyond the three-point line, at least 10 feet beyond the three-point line where they're going to pick up. Then they let that length, their front court, their front line, they use that length and let Samaki and Martinez back there clean things up in the middle.
It'll be the same five for North Lynn. Sieber, Wasco, Miller, Hilmer, and Bogey. And for the Thunder, they've got DeMolinaire, Niao, Crab, Samaki, and, as you said, Arturo Montez in there with four fouls. And now we've got, not sure what exactly is happening.
Well, what is the holdup?
Well, the clocks are working. That was the problem the other day. And not sure. The officials are looking toward Todd Tharp. And are you okay here? Are we looking at the floor? Do we have some blood on the floor? I think we got some blood on the floor.
Well, Issa Samaki said, I'll take care of it. I'll just use my shoe on it. Let's play. Like a little water now.
All right. So we'll get that taken care of here. And we will get underway here with the fourth quarter. Shooting percentages through three look like this. Nothing to write home about for either team. North Lynn is 10 of 35 for 29%. They're 2 of 13 from beyond the arc, 15%. Grandview Christian, 11 of 34 shooting and 32%. Three-point land, 4 of 11. And that is what we have right now. As we know one of the all-tournament team. Entire crowd when they say, please come to the scorer's bench.
And then it's a tip off to everybody what's going to happen.
Yeah, we got this now. We know who's going to be one of the old tournaments. It's going to be Mr. Kelly from Don Bosco, who, by the way, picked up third place yesterday. The consolations today, Xavier picked up third place today as the Saints beat Waverly Shellrock for the second time this year. And in the third place game at 4A, it was Waukee beating West Des Moines Valley. Here's a turnaround, in and out by Bogey to start the fourth. Halfway down on the follow wave came out, Mach Niao into the front court to Samaki. Finds the trailer, good pass underneath, and a foul called as Montez will go to the free throw line. Only the third North Lynn foul of the half. But a shooting foul. And that's going to be the third on Jake Hilmer. So he becomes the first North Lynn player with three. Arturo Montez to the line, splits the first one.
Neither team been to the free throw line a whole lot in this ballgame. Both teams, though, have been pretty efficient once they've got there.
First one, good. 72% foul shooter. Up and good. Got them both. Grandview up 32-30. North Lynn with a basketball. Hilmer guarded by DeMolinaire, and still the zone here for Grandview Christian. Here's Sieber. Follow away three. No. Offensive board for Adam Wasco. In traffic, tried to get it out and stolen away by DeMolinaire, and he had his pocket picked by Ryan Miller from behind.
And they're going to come back the other way with it.
No harm, no foul there. Here's Hilmer. Down two right in front of us. Jake pulled past Ryan Miller, and they've got him at the free throw line now. In that spot where Bogey was. They've got Bogey now in the far corner. Lob out top, now to Miller. Comes out on the wing. Back to Miller. Turns, fires the three. Back iron, no. Rebound, Niao, and a foul called on Wasco.
Yeah, Niao going up, with getting with two hands. Wasco a little late to the party. His body collided there and knocked him over.
Team foul number four against North Lynn. Ball out of bounds. As it will be Crab to get it in.
Northland pressure. They'll try to trap, throw over the top to the wing. Another throw into the corner. Niao caught it, and a timeout called. As he was trapped in that short corner over there, and it's going to be a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him, 6:44 to play here in the ballgame. It's Grandview Christian 32, Northland 30, back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Back with you after the 30-second timeout. Grandview Christian called it to save that possession. Niel caught it up high in the corner, and Coach Stubbs immediately went to the official and signaled timeout.
Yeah, didn't want to turn over. He had all four of them left at that point in time. He wanted to save the possession.
Here we go, and Grandview Christian gets it into DeMolinaire. 6:40 to play in the ball game. Thunder going against the Northland zone, lead by two. Wing pass almost deflected. Here's Crabb in the drive, drops it to Montez, down to DeMolinaire. Pull up, free throw line, no good, too strong. Deep kicker comes out to Hilmer, 2-on-1 break. Hilmer all the way down, lays it in with the right hand.
And then they get back. Going to get back defensively after that made free throw. They're going to go to the 1-3-1 half court.
11 now for Jake Hilmer. We're tied at 32. Crabb, high wing pass, plays catch now with Niao, reverses it right side to DeMolinaire as they throw over the top of the zone. Trying to get it inside, penetration, kick to DeMolinaire, open three, and he hits.
Yeah, that's a good look for them. They move the ball, skip it over the top. Too good of a three-point shooter to leave open.
That is his third of the half, and it's a 35-32 lead. Pull up from the free throw line. Miller banked it home as he got Samaki in the air.
Yeah, he stepped into him, drew the contact. They said play on, though, no foul.
9 for Ryan Miller. 35-34, Northland back within a point. Kraft picks it up between the rings, back to DeMolinaire. He has had the hot hand here in the ball game. Here's Niao for three. That's no good. They're going to get a foul down low, I think, on Ryan Miller on the weak side against Samaki. They're going to get it on Samaki?
Yep, it said Samaki threw Miller to the ground.
That is his second. Team foul number 4. Both teams with only 14 fouls, so we are a long way away from shooting here. Miller at the free throw line, spinning back to Hilmer. Back to Miller it comes. Good ball movement over in the corner to Trevor Bogey. Miller just above the right free throw line. Started to attack Samaki, now takes it back into the corner, and 5 minutes to play.
Getting some movement up front. Those guards are passing and cutting through.
Every possession vital. Wasco hands it back to Hilmer. Hilmer into the lane, through traffic. No look, wrap around, and Wasco thought he was going to shoot, I think.
I think he did too, and he couldn't get his hands down quick enough. He was going with his hands up, trying to get the offensive rebound. He couldn't bring him down quick enough to get the pass.
4:46 to play, looking, and they finally get it in to Mach Niao. Trapped along the sideline, and gets out of there with it. Niao, no look, pass down low. Nice spin by Samaki, and he was fouled on the floor.
So Bogey from the backside coming across, trying to give help that time, got him on the arm.
Second on Trevor Bogey, team fifth foul on Northland. And ball out of bounds. Inbound, looking. Finally, Crabb gets it in the corner to DeMolinaire, and then his pass deflected away. .435 to play. And Grandview up by one. Each possession is so vital right now.
And Northland is back into that man-to-man.
Montez got it up top to DeMolinaire. He's going to go against Siebert. Kraft looking inside with 4:25 to play. Cross court, Niao holds it, gets it back to DeMolinaire. Tries to turn the corner. Miller trying to trap him in a double team.
Crab, alley-oop, Montez with the catch on the block. Montez turns, little finger roll to it with the right hand.
Well, they just throw it up to the backside and they let those big guys go up and grab it, and not much North Lynn can do about it.
37-34, bounce to Bogey. Spins right free throw line, he'll bring it back out to Hilmer. Will he shoot that three? Trying to free himself. It's over in the far short corner to Bogey. Now Miller trapped, trying to dribble out of it. Takes it inside and scores. He got around Samaki somehow.
He's able to beat it, and Samaki didn't go for the block. He let Miller go up and shoot.
11 for Ryan Miller. Back to within one, 37-36. Here's DeMolinaire. He'll pull up wild. Follow away three, no good. But Samaki, the offensive rebound, and he was pushed.
Yeah, Samaki bailed out his teammate there, DeMolinaire, because that was a wild-looking shot out there.
Forced it up from the corner. The foul was North Lynn's sixth. And we've got a media timeout with 3:30 to play here in the ball game. And Grandview Christian up 37-36. As trying to see who that last foul was on here for North Lynn. And it's going to be Ryan Miller picking up his third. So Miller has three and Hilmer has three. With 3:30 to play here in the ball game, and Grandview holding on to that one-point lead at 37-36, looking for back-to-back state chips.
And it's going to be their ball out of bounds when they come out of this timeout underneath the basket.
One person, it's been DeMolinaire basically, and he's responded with three threes, but I tell you, Samaki has not had many touches in this second half.
No, they've done a nice job of keeping the ball away from him, and he slowed down on his rebounds a little bit, too. He had 13 in that first half. He's got four this half, so up to 17 rebounds. But, yeah, DeMolinaire has been the big story so far for Grandview Christian with 19 points. Try to keep him corralled and under control.
We'll have the True North postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one, albeit a short one, as we'll get you back to local programming here on KGYM for a Friday. At least we think it's Friday.
It
I kind of lost track over the last 2 weeks.
They've had a lot of games out here. This might be the most you've ever had. No?
It's pretty close. It's top three, I know that. It was last week with three state champions. And two possible this week. Had a lot of basketball to watch.
Pretty good week for Eastern Iowa.
Not bad. Not bad. And North Lynn trying to bring one home here. Down by one. 37-36. Here we go. Grandview to inbound. See what they call. They go back door to Montez and he lays it in. Nice little slip.
Yeah, they did. They ran that to perfection to find him. He's the second option. Wide open.
39-36. North Lynn got a secret inbounds play. They've been practicing. Maybe we'll see it. Here's the follow-away rimming it good by Ryan Miller from 15.
Getting him going offensively. Maybe that's going to be a big help.
Miller with 13. Lead back at one. High lob. Montez. Tip pass outside. Line drive. Three. Neal no good. And a foul on Miller on the rebound. Fouling Crab, and that is four on Ryan Miller. And I think it's needless to say, North Lynn's got to have Hilmer and Miller out there.
Yeah, and well, 3 minutes left. You got to trust your player out there. And what the discussion is, what the holdup is now.
And who's going to be the free throw shooter? And it's going to be Niao, who's 72%. Was Crab, who's 69, so it's not much of a difference there. Mach Niao to the line.
Didn't Crab have the ball? He clearly was the one with the basketball out there. I don't know where they said that foul occurred.
Free throw in and out, back in again. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to see a replay. Niao now with 4 points, came in averaging 13. They're in this low-scoring 1A championship. Free throw number two, up, back iron, no. Oh. Montez, the rebound, put back, no, but a tip dunk by Samaki.
Samaki with that good dunk. The first one was the one that's questionable.
Here's Hilmer, coast to coast and foul. And Jake will go to the line.
He got down the floor in a hurry after
that.
Yeah,
it was an eye blur. Crabb got the foul, his third, and Hilmer trying to get it back. We'll go to the free throw line. Yeah, when he puts in an overdrive, get out of the way. Free throw good. That's 12 now for Jake Hilmer.
Smocky with that big, big spectacular dunk down there. But Montez maybe had a chance on the push off and the over the back on that rebound.
Second one up, swish through. Here comes the pressure. 42-40, Grandview Christian on top. Full court pressure. They'll try to trap, hand back to Molinari, gets it ahead to Crabb. High dribble, picks it up, tosses it in the front court. Montez to Samaki. Oh, a reverse alley-oop dunk.
Did he even know where he was? My goodness.
Miller for three, but before that, a foul was called. The sixth on Grandview. Didn't even hear the whistle. Holy cow.
Well, Grandview was in trouble against the pressure, and they just throw it up. That's what happens. They just throw it up, Scott, and they let the big guys go up and get it.
How about that for a little 1A basketball? 44-40, and North Lynn needs an answer with 2:25 to play. Miller with four fouls, drives in. Fall away, high archer, swish through. Timeout, North Lynn.
Maybe a 30.
Miller with the answer to the dunk. And Ryan Miller is having a tremendous fourth quarter.
He comes alive. He hit that three in the third, I think it was, the third period, and that kind of got him going, and it's been carrying over here. He's been looking to shoot it off the dribble a little bit more here, and I think that may have been the answer all along for North Lynn against this zone.
44-42 as Grandview Christian with the lead, and now North Lynn can organize that pressure in the backcourt a little bit.
Yeah, and then North Lynn's down to two timeouts. Grandview Christian with three yet. So both teams with multiple chances to stop this here. If you look at the bonus, North Lynn's got 17 fouls for Grandview Christian, six. So if North Lynn does foul, Grandview Christian can go to the free throw line.
Arrows going Grandview's way. We haven't seen a sub in the second half.
No, and remember, the Samaki doesn't shoot free throws very well, so maybe that's part of North Lynn's strategy.
Absolutely. Inbound, DeMolinaire. In the corner, gets it out of there to Crabb. Hoops a pass into the front court, Montez. Crabb gets it out of there. Ball tipped by Sieber, but it goes right to DeMolinaire. 2:05 to play. Mach Niau up top, going on Miller. Niau drives it. Now Miller playing with four, so he's got to be awful careful.
He can't get do as quite as much ball pressure.
Crabb over the far sideline, holding it. They're playing off of him with a minute 49 to play. Now he spins out of trouble, goes baseline, all the way under. With a minute 43, gets it back to Niau. Aragon spread court, and they're playing keep away here. Forcing North Lynn in the man to play some defense. And Chase.
Well, if I'm North Lynn, I might hold Samaki back there. Just hold him a little bit and get the foul away from the ball. Put him on the free throw line.
Only 43%. He's 2 for 2 today, though. You also got to be careful about that backdoor alley-oop. And there is a foul. They foul Montez. And I think they're going to get Bogey. No, Wasco. That is his third foul. And 1-1 for Arturo Montez. He's 2 for 4 here in the ball game. Big one and maybe. It's up and good, right through. Nothing but net there for Montez.
Here, they're getting some instructions from their coaches. You're up three, possibly four.
Second one short, remains one possession. 45-42, North Lynn down three with the ball, minute 11 to play in the ball game. Ryan Miller against the zone. Holds it, takes a look at the defense. It's far hash mark in front of the North Lynn bench. Sieber bounce up top to Hilmer. Bullet pass inside, caught by Wasco. Strip going up, got it back. Back to Hilmer, thought about the three. Steps in, out to Sieber. Three, no. For the tie, couldn't get it. Rebounded by Grandview Christian. Long lead pass, Samaki's back there. He's going to dunk it, and a foul.
He's able to finish. They tried to stop it. They couldn't get back in time to do it. He was too strong to play up through it.
43.7 to go. At that point, you weren't going to stop the dunk. You might as well just let him go.
And then try to get back right away in transition the other way. Yeah, what are you going to do now if you're... Well, we might see the first sub of this half.
Yeah, we are. Kong Niao will come into the game for Montez. And one coming up for Issa Samaki.
Grandview Christian talking about get out wide. They're not trying to, do not want to give up threes.
And he missed everything on the free throw.
No, and that's even a disservice to North Lynn because they can't run now. It lets them get back on a dead ball.
Double-double for Samaki, though. 39 seconds to play. Hilmer looking. Bounce up top, back to Jake. Penetrates, takes the free throw line all the way in. Hangs, it got fouled. Might be on Samaki, we'll see. And it is. Issa Samaki, the 6'7 junior, gets his third. And it'll be two coming up for Jake Hilmer. All these points very precious, and he gets the first one.
North Lynn subbing so they can foul right away. They're going to bring some guys in the floor. They're going to bring Miller out. Flew Hop in for him.
Yep, Flew Hop coming out, or in. Miller's just going to hang right next to Coach Griffith. Second free throw, rattles good. High school basketball this afternoon, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Austin Miller will come in.
Doing the same for Hilmer. They're getting him out, too, so they don't commit another foul.
47-44, and a timeout going to be called by Grandview before the inbound with 33.2. No matter all the dunking and whatnot, this is still a ball game.
Yeah. If I'm Coach Hilmer in North Lynn, I'm thinking, honestly thinking here, just hold Samaki away from it. Like, if he starts to cut, you just hold him, make him go to the free throw line. He doesn't even have to have the basketball there. You just got to do it in a way that you don't get the intentional foul called out there. But yeah, they're leaving him in the ball game, and he's not a good free throw shooter. We just saw he missed everything on his last attempt. That might be your best shot right here if you're North Lynn.
I think they got to be talking about that in the huddle with Bob and Mike Hilmer. Huh? Foul Samake.
You don't have to wait till he gets the ball either.
All right, it'll be to inbound DeMolinaire. 47-44. Looking, now they're going to go to Crab outside, and he'll get it into DeMolinaire in a 5-second count. Oh, that was quickie. But Northland will take it.
Yep. They're going to get it, and it's going to be out of bounds. Ooh, how about that turnover? Now they're going to bring Hilmer and Miller back in.
16 turnovers. And it'll be North Lynn to put it in front court. They need three to tie. Don't necessarily need a three. They need a quick two, though. And there's a foul, and that helps, too. Neal fouled Hilmer.
Yeah, and Hilmer's going to go to the line. Still the one-on-one, correct me if I'm wrong. Yep. There. Is that number 10? Is that 9?
Team foul number 8.
8.
On Des Moines Grandview Christian.
So one-on-one here for Hilmer.
And they'll bring Austin Miller back in here for Ryan Miller for defense. So one brother for the other brother. And Flew Hop's going to come in for Hilmer. So it'll be 1-1 coming up for Jake Hilmer. 47-44, Grandview Christian. Free throw up, good. And one more upcoming as Bodies hit the deck again. Samake and Bogey got tangled up.
Coach Hilmer's talking. How is that not another foul call?
Back half of the one and bonus right through. And now Hilmer out. Flew Hop in. 47-46. Grandview by one. Turned it over last time in a 5-second call. They get it into DeMolinaire, and he's fouled right away by Austin Miller.
Well, that's who they want. They get the basketball. They want him shooting.
But DeMolinaire, a good free throw shooter at 81%. And he's had a good game and a good second half. He's got 19 to lead Grandview. Big one here, though, 1-1. It's on the way. Good. Check that. That was a double bonus, but it was still good.
Well, regardless, and this gives North Lynn a chance to get their subs back in, Hilmer and Miller. He can be a three. If he makes this, still a one-possession ball game.
Got them both. Montez will come out with his four fouls. Niall will come in for Grandview. 49 of 46, 30 seconds to play. They will not put any pressure on in the backcourt. Hilmer brings it up in a hurry, directing traffic. Jake on the drive. Jake all the way, bounces down low to Waskow. Had a block by Samake. And then a foul as Hilmer on the foul, and he'll go out and help up the player. And that is four on Jake.
Kong Niao, I think, is who's going to be shooting free throws.
Who is not a great one at 49%. Four now on Hilmer and four on Ryan Miller. Oh, no, I only got five. I did not see the fourth. Well, there you go.
Well,
going to be a lot harder now. But two free throws, and the first one, no good, too strong. It's still a one-possession game.
You have to rebound here if you're North Lynn. This ball game, 20 seconds, even if he makes it, this game is there's a lot left to be played.
Second one up, missed that one, rebounded by North Lynn. Here comes Ryan Miller. He's got to be the one to take it here. Austin Miller into the game as well. 12 seconds to play.
Got to go.
Ryan looks to the bench. They need a tray to tie. Ryan Miller circling right. Gets a double team. Follow away three. It's short all the way. Rebound loose. And out of bounds. Going to be Grandview ball with 2 seconds. They tried to save it in and went out of bounds. You still have time here, and you still have a prayer.
Oh, they got a foul. You know that's going to happen here.
Foul Samake. And before the inbound, a timeout taken by Grandview. And they're going to talk it over. This will be a full timeout. And they will have one left. North Lynn has two. After that miss, North Lynn tried to save the ball in. Actually got the save. Wasco saved it in, but tossed it too high and went over David Siever's head.
Yeah, and now with that 2 seconds left, play for the five count, or the steal, five count, and you got to have immediate foul. I think they might leave Samake in just for the fact if they need to, they'll just lob it up and he can go get it.
Might be your best play if you're North Lynn, let him get it. I mean, if you can't get the steal, obviously, but yeah, that's the guy you want to foul.
Well, and then what's the tricky part of this here is that you've got to, as soon as you get it, you got to get a three-point shot off. You got to get a three. Can't be a two. That doesn't do you any good. You're down by three here.
Been a low-scoring game, but it has been a good one. 49-46, Grandview Christian with the lead over North Lynn. Jake Hilmer has fouled out with 17 points. And
now Coach Hilmer's like, let's count, let's get it going.
It'll be Crabbe to inbound, and they do have Samake there. He's going to go deep. He's going to catch it. No,
he didn't.
He didn't touch it.
Well, the clock started. It shouldn't have.
Nope. And they'll get it taken care of here. Now, was there a touch? It's going to be North Lynn ball. We know that, and it's going to be down here, isn't it?
Should be 2 seconds left. Inbounds. It's just going to be taken out of there.
Samake should have just touched it if he could have, because now it's a whole new ball game. Fluhop will come in for North Lynn.
Now, North Lynn's got a timeout here, a couple of them. They're probably going to take one.
Now, your other question is this. As North Lynn will take a timeout, if you're Grandview Christian, do you foul and not give North Lynn the opportunity to try to get the three off?
Well, they still haven't reset the clock, Scott. If it hasn't been touched, it's got to be at 2 seconds.
It's got to be.
But they
have. They're tucking over right now. And there it goes, 2 seconds. So very good job by the officials here. Right on top of it. Well, you're at that short corner, and you have no Jake Hilmer.
No. So who's your best inbounder? Who's your best trigger? You got to get it in. And you got to run something, some staggered screen, something to run a guy off and get a shot off. Catch and shoot, I think.
They had a special play designed. I don't know if it's for a three, but they may have to vary it. They were practicing it all year. They have not brought it out, and this might be the time.
Well, they got Young Miller. The Young Miller is the one who's the inbounder.
That's okay. Austin.
Austin Miller, and I would think it's got to be for Ryan Miller, doesn't it?
Has to be. Or Siever. And another timeout going to be taken by Grandview Christian.
That's it for them, right?
Yep. 49-46, Grandview Christian with the lead. It's a 30-second timeout. And that's it for the Thunder. North Lynn still with a couple remaining here as Grandview leads at 49-46.
This is where you wish you had Jake Hilmer in there yet.
Well, you do, don't you? I don't think Mike Hilmer is going to change what he called. You liked it the first time. You don't change it the second time.
No. Well, you mentioned Grandview Christian. Do they foul? You got to make sure if you do it, you don't foul on a three-point attempt. On the shot attempt, you don't want to. You'd want that foul to occur before that.
So it'll be Austin Miller, and Samake is going to be the guarder of the inbounds at 6'7".
They got another guy that's going to come over here, and that's going to be the last guy to get it.
Inbound, looking. Miller to trigger, and his pass deflected.
What was the horn for?
And the horn went off. Not sure why. The pass was deflected, and it's tough for Austin Miller to get it in.
It's not a good spot, is it?
No, it's not a good spot, and you're throwing it over a guy that's going to be playing big-time college basketball in 2 years.
Well, if you're North Lynn, whoever screens up top, last screener, you go to the corner, slip into that corner. They're paying attention up here. You might get a look down there in that corner on a catch and shoot.
Miller to try it again. Austin to get it in the corner. High arching turnaround. No good. At the horn. Ryan Miller got a good look. And North Lynn falls by three. They did what you said.
They did. They went to that corner down there. Everybody was paying attention up high. It just short. I thought it was going to, it looked on. I thought it might go.
And it's back-to-back for Grandview Christian as they win it 49-46 here over the North Lynn Lynx. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back with the True North postgame show. After this, you're listening to 1A State Championship Basketball here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Hey, I'm Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy. Here to tell you that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you'll get a free number 9 Napa racing cap. So whether you're a fan of drivers with fast cars or just a fan of keeping the sun out of your eyes, you'll get a free number 9 racing cap just for spending $25 at Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/18.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Back with you here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Northland falls short, 49-46 to Des Moines Grandview Christian. Last second attempt to tie it up by Ryan Miller comes up just short as Northland suffers their first loss of the season. We'll have all of the stats coming your way here in a moment. They're going to have the presentation of the awards now. And Bud Legg of the Iowa High School Athletic Association will be doing that and giving the trophies away here on this Friday afternoon. And don't forget, more basketball coming up tonight. We'll have 4A Iowa City West going for the back-to-back against Cedar Falls in the All-Mississippi Valley Conference matchup for that one. As they'll have the all-tournament team presented here. They'll have as well the trophies for first place and second place coming up here from Des Moines. Let's join Bud Legg.
Present the runner-up and championship awards to the players, coaches, and cheerleaders, three members of the Board of Control.
Introducing the Board of Control members, Raleigh Weavers over at Charter Oak.
Russ Blanger, Superintendent of Schools in Oskaloosa, and Dr. Ryan Wise of Des Moines, Director of the Department of Education. For an outstanding 28-win season, congratulations to your Class 1A.
North Lynn gets their runner-up trophy. Jay Kilmer carrying that back. And still an outstanding job by the Lynx. They come up just one game short. And here's the championship presentation.
Winning their second straight basketball final.
Des Moines Christian, Grandview Christian getting the trophy. As Alan Bestie will come out from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and they will present the all-tournament team. And that will be coming up here. And we'll see who will be on the all-tournament team coming up.
Mr. Greg Hill, President of the Iowa Farm Bureau. Now let's meet your all-tournament team. From Northland, Ryan Miller.
So Ryan Miller makes the all-tournament team for Northland.
From Grandview Christian, Issa Samaki.
Issa Samaki will be on the all-tournament team as well.
From St. Mary's Crimson, Derek Storer.
Derek Schwar, one of the brothers on the Remsen St. Mary's team, will make the all-tournament team.
From Don Bosco, Gilbertville, Jack Kelly.
Jack Kelly on the all-tournament team as well. From Don Bosco.
From Grandview Christian, Grand Emil Olivier.
Be on the all-tournament team.
And you can guess who the other one is.
So Jay Kilmer, your captain of the all-tournament team. He'd probably trade it, though.
I think he would.
But a pretty good group for 1A right there. Jake Hilmer and Ryan Miller from North Lynn on your all-tournament team. So that is your group for this year of 2018 here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament for Class 1A. As they will have some photos here and get ready for the 2A State Championship game coming up here
in just a little bit. And you can't fault the effort for North Lynn. Just they ran into a team that's very, very talented and very, very long and came within three of getting a possible state championship.
Yeah, a very athletic team out there in Grandview Christian. No doubt about it that Issa Samake made a big difference in this ball game out there with his rebounding and athleticism. But like you say, you can't fault the effort. They had a terrific season. Only one loss in the year. Obviously, that loss, though, that coming here at this point in time is not going to make it any easier for these young men, that they wanted that first place trophy. But great year. I get you get to, what a better place to finish it, though, here in Des Moines and the final day that you could play.
Absolutely. And it's just hard to replicate anything like that in practice. When you got Samake in there, and it's just really, really tough to, very, very tough to try to replicate 6'7 with a 7'5 wingspan.
You can't. And the way they, we talked about it, especially in the second half, there's times where they got in trouble up front. North Lynn's pressure was bothering them, and it was a scramble. They just threw it up. They just threw it up towards the rim, and they told Montez was another one that once went up and got it. Just go get the ball, and it was kind of a bailout play for him at the end.
Absolutely. And North Lynn leaving the court, and they will make their way back up to the northern part of Lynn County. And we get a news of the reception. We will let you know and pass that along to you. Take a look at the final stats in the ball game. Won by Grandview Christian here today. Four scoring for Grandview. They were led by Grant DeMolinaire all tournament again for the second consecutive year. He ended up with 21 points in the ball game. 12 points for Issa Samake. Still another year to go. Will he be here? I don't know. He started the season in Tennessee and ended up here in Iowa, so we shall see. But you can see why he's raw still, but you can still see why people are looking at him. He's got talent.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very explosive around the rim, and he can go up and get it. He rebounds it. And once he refines his offensive end of the game a little bit, and that'll come with time, he's going to be quite the player.
They're going to have the all-academic, all-state team coming up, which includes at least one local I see out there, Mr. Jackson Foley. So good to see Jackson out there.
And did I see that correctly, too? He's going to Upper Iowa?
Upper Iowa.
Congratulations to him.
Absolutely. Some of the other stats: Arturo Montez, points. Mach Niao with four. Sam Glenn had the only points off the bench. He ended up with three. And Bryce Crabb with two. For North Lynn, they end the season at 28-1. Two in double figures, Jake Kilmer and Ryan Miller leading the way again. Jake Kilmer at 17 before fouling out. Ryan Miller with 15 points. Had a terrific second half. Both of those teams did as well. For David Siever ended up with 5 points this afternoon. Trevor Bogey ended up with 4 points. Three for Adam Wasco, and Carter Johnson had two in the ball game. Shooting, it was North Lynn, 15 of 47, 32%, but only 2 of 18 and 11% from beyond the arc. Lynx were 14 of 15, though, from the free throw line in this particular game for 93%. Des Moines Grandview Christian, 17 of 45. They were 38%. 3-point goals, 5 of 15, and 33%. 10 of 17 for the free throw line, and 59%. Turnover, 17 in the game for Grandview Christian to 10 for North Lynn. Points in the paint, Grandview Christian won that 20-18. Points off of turnovers, North Lynn wins it 13-8. Second chance points, Grandview at 14 to Northland's 4. Fast break points, Northland only got 10 today to 4 for Grandview, and the bench was 3-2 in favor of the Thunder in this one. I'll let you look at rebounding and
other pertinent stats.
Well, rebounding, it was a little bit better for North Lynn in the second half, but it still wound up with, heavily in favor of Grandview Christian, 38-26 in the total rebounds. And Issa Samaki was a big reason why there, Scott, with 18 of those 38 rebounds he was responsible for. 13 of those came in the first half for him. 6 rebounds for Bryce Crabb. 4 rebounds apiece for Grant DeMillenaire, as well as Artero Montez. And Kong Nye with 1 rebound for Grandview Christian off the bench. 16 offensive, 22 defensive, total of 38 for Grandview Christian. For North Lynn, Jake Hilmer and Adam Waskow leading them with 6 rebounds apiece. 5 rebounds for Ryan Miller. Trevor Bogey chipping in with 2 rebounds. David Sieber with 2 as well. I take that back. Trevor Bogey with 4 rebounds, and David Sieber was the one with 2 rebounds. 3 dead ball rebounds for the Lynx. 7 offensive, 19 defensive, total of 26. So plus 12 overall in the rebounding department. A little bit too much to overcome for North Lynn.
49-46, the win in the game for Grandview Christian. They win the state championship at 25-1. And again, they did not lose to a 1A team all year. Their only loss was to 2A Carroll Kemper. North Lynn did not lose all year as well. This was the game that we thought we were going to see, we were all hoping we were going to see in the state championship. And it wasn't as high scoring, I think, as anyone thought, but it definitely lived up to the billing.
Yes, it did. And it was... came down to the end. Literally that last shot, if Ryan Miller just a little bit longer able to get that one to go, we'd be playing extra minutes there and would have had free money, so to speak, watching this ball game out there. But you got to tip your hat. Very athletic Grandview Christian team got the job done.
Yeah, Samaki was the difference. I mean, DeMolinaire played well, but when you have a 6-7 on the inside to alter things, to block shots, to just create havoc, that's the difference.
Yeah, it's too much to overcome, and him rebounding on the board. And then they just able to bail him out a couple times out there in the end of that with where North Lynn looked like maybe they were going to get some turnovers. They just couldn't get it done.
So a 49-46 victory for Grandview Christian. They go back-to-back in Class 1A, a couple of all-tournament players for North Lynn, Ryan Miller, and then Jake Hilmer gets the captainship of the all-tournament team for 2018. And we need to pick our Rainer Door player of the game for this one. It's brought to you by the Rainer Door Company. And I think we're going to... boy, it's hard. Let's just go Hilmer and Miller on this one and split it up right there. And Ryan Miller, what a great career. He wraps up today. Adam Wasco as well. The two senior starters for North Lynn. Plus, you take a look for North Lynn. Brad Fluhop, his final game. Sean Boardman, his final game. Did not get into this one here today, but I know he was a big-time leader in the locker room for this North Lynn basketball team. And they will be missed next year, but you take a look at what's coming. There's some stacked kids at the lower levels. I do know that. And when you start with David Siebert, Jake Hilmer, and Trevor Bogey coming back, there's not going to be a big letdown, I think, for this North Lynn basketball team.
No, and they're in good hands. They got very good leadership over there. They're just going to keep going and playing. But like you say, you got a feel for those seniors. That's the bad part about the end of the year, the postseason. It's fun, it's exciting, but it's always going to end somebody's career, high school career anyway, in a way that they don't want it to end. And but they have nothing to hang their heads about, though. They represented North Lynn very, very well.
Absolutely. And North Lynn ends the season at 28-1 on the year as the Lynx fall here today, 49-46, in the 1A state championship game. And, we've got more basketball coming up a little bit later on. We'll have it on all three frequencies coming your way. And, well, we're already 18 minutes behind schedule. We haven't even got the warm-up, so it's going to be a late night here at Wells Fargo Arena. Let's just say that. Scheduled for an 8:15 start tonight between Iowa City West and Cedar Falls, but it's not going to be anywhere near that as we are already way behind here today. that may be the only problem to rethink as far as next year's schedule is concerned, but I think I still like the Friday four. But we'll see. All right, Phil, we'll hang around and
good watch
get
you,
some work man. Done and watch some state championship games before we're back for the Mississippi Valley Conference party tonight.
Well, that'll be great. Looking forward to it, Scott.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for the 1A state championship. Big thanks to Jeff Downing in the studio. Thanks to all the great sports-minded boosters. Thanks to everybody following the links for hanging in there with us and following our coverage of Northland basketball here on KGYM. Again, the final score of the 1A state championship game, it was Des Moines Grandview Christian 49 and the Northland Lynx 46. For Phil Dunn, Scott Nash saying so long from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM.
Second one on us.